12, the Saul of the Gospel. There can be no peace without forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the central lessons in the life and teachings of Jesus. It plays a powerful role in the spiritual health of every person. It also plays a powerful role in every relationship, and it is essential to the life of any healthy community, whether that community is as small as a family or as large as a nation. When we forgive, we share the love of God with others and rid ourselves of dangerous poisons that can prevent us from growing spiritually. But that doesn't make it easy. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "How many times shall I forgive a brother or sister who has sinned against me? As many as 7 times?" Jesus said to him, "Not 7 times, but 77 times." Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. Without forgiveness, our souls begin to fill with anger, resentment, frustration, and anxiety. Choosing not to forgive someone is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. When we choose not to forgive, we turn our backs on God and the best version of ourselves. Everybody needs to forgive somebody. Whom do you need to forgive? Whom is God inviting you to forgive? Forgiveness is also a powerful countercultural element of Christianity. While Jesus' teaching was and is radical, he calls us beyond forgiveness. One of his most radical teachings is, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. What was the teaching before Jesus wandered into the synagogue that morning? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. We may have read or heard this reading from Matthew's gospel many times, but the moment Jesus proclaimed this teaching was actually one of the great moral, ethical, and spiritual advances in human history. Jesus outlawed revenge and vengeance with one sentence. What is he saying? He is saying, love Emperor Nero, Adolf Hitler, Osama bin Laden, and child molesters, and pray for them. This teaching is so radical that when we really stop to think about it, our chests get tight, the airways to our lungs become constricted, and we find it hard to breathe. Who are your enemies? When was the last time you prayed for them? There are some people who say they don't have any enemies. They simply have not thought it through. Who are the people on television who make your skin crawl and your blood boil? Who represents ideas that are at the other end of the ideological spectrum from everything that you hold to be good, true, noble, and just? These people are your enemies. When was the last time you prayed for them? Radical, huh? And let's not forget the everyday ways people wrong you. They cut you off in traffic, jump in front of you to get through the express lane at the supermarket with 57 items, or say things about you that are not true. Forgiveness and generosity are two of the most radical challenges Jesus levels at us. They are at once incredibly spiritual and monumentally practical. Our willingness to give and forgive often reveals the depth or limitations of our Christianity. Point to ponder. Everybody needs to forgive somebody. Verse to live. If you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. Question to consider. How seriously do you take Jesus' invitation to forgive? Prayer. Jesus, you forgive me even though you know I am going to sin again. Teach me to be that generous with my forgiveness.